And if there is an action, what is it? This is the biggie. If there's something that needs to be done about an item in N, then you need to decide what exactly that next action is. Next actions, again, means the next physical visible activity that would be required to move the situation toward closure. This is both easier and more difficult than it sounds. The next action should be easy to figure out, but there are often some quick analyses and several planning steps that haven't occurred yet in your mind, and these have to happen before you can determine precisely what has to happen to complete the item, even if it's a fairly simple one. Let's look at a sample list of the things that a person might typically have his attention on. Clean the garage, do my taxes, conference I'm going to, Bobby's birthday, press release, performance reviews, management changes. Although each of these items may seem relatively clear as a task or project, determining the next action on each one will take some thought. Clean the garage. Well, I just have to get in there and start. No, wait a minute, there's a big refrigerator in there that I need to get rid of first. I should find out if John Patrick wants it for his camp. I should call John regarding the refrigerator in garage. What about do my taxes? But I can't actually start on them till I have my last K-1 back. Can't do anything until then, so I'm waiting for K-1 from Acme Trust. And for the conference I'm going to, I need to find out whether Sandra is going to prepare a press kit for us. I guess I need to email Sandra regarding press kit for the conference. And so forth. The action steps, call John, waiting for K-1, email Sandra, are what need to be decided about everything that is actionable in your in-basket.